1600 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Winter weather can bring ice, snow, and slick roads. Mel's Tire has the Yokohama tire that will get you where you need to go. From the Yokohama Avid Ascend to the Geolander ATGO15 or Geolander HTGO56, you'll get dependable performance from your Yokohama tires. And remember, Mel's Tire offers quality service on your vehicle's brakes, struts, shocks, front-end alignment, and mechanical work. Come see us at Mel's Tire, 915 Graham Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Wednesday morning, the 9th of February, 34 degrees on our way to 62 today, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by SOS Executive Director Connie Cahoon. Connie, good morning.
Hey, Connie.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning.
How are things going today?
Great. It's fabulous. It's going to be a nice, warm, sunny day again, and it's my hubby's birthday, and
All right.
It's going to just be a great day. Yeah.
And we get the chance to talk about Hopapalooza on top of all of that.
And we do. We do. We're doing things a little different this year.
Ooh, do tell.
I'm excited about this. We are talking about SOS Heroes for Hope. We've invited 20 women to join us in this quest. It's people that are well-known around the community, that have been involved in SOS before, in the past, years ago, and maybe are just doing some small things for SOS, and then some brand-new people. And so we have 3 mother-daughter teams, even, to do this. And then we have, and so you can find those people on, they're going to be out helping us fight this fight. We have a hero theme, obviously, and we'll carry that into Hopapalooza. These women are listed on a website, so it's the SOS.Kansas/Heroes for Hope, all one word. And you can find those women and you can help support them. Again, they're going to be going out and talking about SOS, and then you can make a donation in their honor. One woman that I want to recall is Paula Satter. She's honorary. She will not be going out and asking for money, but she's done so much for SOS and our community that we wanted to honor her. And so you can also honor her by clicking donate and then honor her, you know, by putting her name in. So we're really excited about this. So this starts now, it goes through March 14th, and then we're going to celebrate at our Hopapalooza on Friday, March 25th at the Boyer Building. So we've really changed things up this year. We have a new caterer. We have More Ready's Den is going to be our bartenders that night, and so we're very excited. That night we will have a celebration, celebrate these Heroes for Hope, what the celebration of what SOS has done in our community. We'll have some community awards that we want to give out also, and then we'll have a smaller auction. We won't do live and silent, we'll just do live, so you have to be there. Then we're going to follow all of that up with Savannah Chestnut and her group, the Field Hands, for entertainment for that night. So, oh goodness, it's going to be a fabulous night.
Wow, you jam-packed a lot of information into a short period of time here. I'll tell you.
Man,
that's a lot.
New program.
It's a lot of stuff going on. So these ladies, you'll be hearing from these ladies to talk about Hero for Hope for the next couple of weeks. In fact, a number of them will be on the air with us here to let us know exactly what they're doing, raising funds, obviously, for a very worthy cause. And the date for this event is Friday, March 25th at 2022. Now, tickets, how much are they, and how can we get them, Connie?
So tickets are $50 a person, or you can get a table, a VIP table for $400, and that seats 6 people, and that gives you your own bar runner, so you won't have to go wait in line at the bar. Which a lot of people love, that they can just sit at their table and bid and just relax for the evening with their friends and not have to worry about getting up and going getting drinks. So I will tell you, we are, because of the Heroes for Hope, they are our guests for that evening as well. And so we have a very limited amount of tickets, and I think we were down to 30 yesterday, which is just crazy. Already, because we are just kicking this off today. You know, we did obviously kick off our Heroes for Hope earlier this week, but you can get tickets on our SOS.com/hope-a-palooza, we'll have it on our Facebook page as well, and you can get tickets there. There's a whole Facebook page just, or a whole website page just set up for the Hopapalooza as well. And I'd tell you more information, like, you know, what time everything starts, and if you have questions, the number to call, and that type of thing.
Connie,
it also lists our sponsors.
No, go ahead with the sponsors. Yeah, go ahead.
Them real quick, and of course, KVUE. All the radio stations are just fabulous to work with, and they take such magnificent care of us. So these are our VIP sponsors. So we have Michelin, Guion Showcase, Lyon County State Bank, and Kansas Security. And then SOS Promoter is the radio station, of course, and Mulready's. And then we have SOS Advocate Supporters, which is Bobby D's, Modern Air, Newman Regional Health, Clark Carpet, and more, Findles Technical College, ValueNet Fiber, Williams Automotive, and Roberts Blue Barnett. So we do have other sponsors, and you can see those on our website. So we're just really excited.
Connie, did want to ask you here about really the fact that you have this now combined fundraiser. What you're seeing, you know, in your office in the field as far as traffic is concerned, the severity of the caseload that you're seeing, and really where the money is going to here for programs, personnel, operations matters, and things like that.
Well, thank you for asking those questions. It's fabulous. Sadly, when we are seeing cases right now, the physical violence is worse than it's been. We're seeing more sexual assaults than we've seen in the past. Even for on children, we're seeing bad things, bad abuse. And so that's why we have to turn this around as a celebration. These funds will go from everything from helping fill in the gaps, basically. We have a lot of staff that's not grant-funded, but we still need them to do this work that we do. You know, the client load is still there. We're all needed. Sadly, everybody's worked to the bone, and they're worn out. So we need to figure out ways to give them self-care. But bottom line, these funds will help even with a new server potentially, so that when staff member has to work from home, if COVID arises, you know, as it goes up and down and staff member has to work from home, our server is just not cutting it anymore, and our QuickBooks is not quite cutting it anymore. So we can't lose important documentation on our server for grants. We have to have good working information. So it's going to fill in the gaps. There's a lot of times when a client needs something, they've left home without anything. They may have they need a tire for a car, diapers or formula for a baby. They may have to move. They can't maybe not be able to stay in the same house because the perpetrator's in the house. The whole family has to then move someplace else. So there's a lot of necessities for these funds.
It is Hopapalooza, Friday, March 25th at the Boyer Community Building, and $50 a ticket. Your ticket includes dinner, drinks, access to that live auction, great music by Savannah Chestnut and the Field Hands. Of course, Savannah coming off a very big year, of course, competing on The Voice.
Absolutely.
We've talked to her on a number of occasions, so she'll be excited to perform here in town. So log on to soskansas.com/Hopapalooza to get your tickets. Don't delay, because there's not that many left. So jump on and get your tickets today before they are gone. Connie, always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks, Connie.
Thank you so very much for all that you do for SOS. We really appreciate it.
Have a good day, Connie.
Take care.
Yeah, Connie Cahoon, Executive Director, SOS, Hopapalooza, Friday, March 25th. Get your tickets, Chuck, today.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker slots, we do have Fridays open, but most of next week's are not. So give us a call at 620-342-1400 or email kvue@kvue.com. Tomorrow, we get the biweekly update on COVID-19 response from the county perspective. Lyon County Public Health Emergency Preparedness Director Jennifer Milburn will be our 7:15 Newsmaker guest.
And our Newsmaker this morning brought to you by Mel's Tire at 9:15 Graham. Mel's Tire, where service is not expensive, it is priceless. Mel's Tire. KVOE Live and Local 729, 34 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
This happened just the other day.
I'll be ready to go to lunch in just a minute. I'm on hold with my bank.